concern is being expressed. The ruling military government in Burma is continuing to perpetrate grave violations of human rights against ethnic civilians. Christian Solidarity Worldwide says despite the release of pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi in recent elections, it has received reports of military attacks and forced labor. We spoke to CSW's East Asia team leader Benedict Rogers, who told us more.
I mean, what we've been saying all along, particularly at the time of Aung San Suu Kyi's release, is that, you know, her release alone was very welcome and a great encouragement to the people of Burma, and a rare piece of good news. By itself, it is no measure of progress, and that's being proven by the developments that we reported today.
There's a brutal campaign, you're saying, that is continuing against ethnic civilians. Perhaps you could just shed some light on what exactly is happening.
Well, that's right. This has been going on for decades. The Burmese military attacking, sometimes, as in the case of Eastern Burma, in the form of full-scale military offensives against civilians, which involves the destruction of villages. Since 1996, more than 3,500 villages have been destroyed, villagers being either killed or forced to flee or taken for forced labor or raped. And then in other parts of the country, it may not be a full-scale military offensive, but nevertheless, policies of forced labor and rape against the ethnic minorities continue. And what we've seen in recent weeks, particularly around the time of the election and in the weeks following the elections, it seems to be an increase in the military offensives, particularly in Karen State, and that's caused the displacement of several thousand people. Several thousand people who've fled across the border into Thailand, and thousands more on the run in the jungles in eastern Burma, as well as a number of people who've been killed, tortured, taken for forced labor. This is really part of the regime's attempt to wipe out all opposition, and particularly to target the ethnic groups.
I mean, looking at the UN, looking at the international community, they've seen Aung San Suu Kyi be released. The elections have taken place. I mean, is it a case that it's off their radar at the moment, news-wise?
I wouldn't say that it's off the radar. I think that as far as certainly the British government and other governments are concerned, some governments have been saying the right things, that her release alone is not enough and that there needs to be an end to these kind of attacks, a nationwide ceasefire, the release of all political prisoners, and a meaningful dialogue between the regime, Aung San Suu Kyi, and the ethnic nationalities. And several governments have been putting that message across. But you're right, I mean, the media cycle moves on fairly quickly, and whilst Aung San Suu Kyi's release dominated the headlines for a few days, and there was a little bit of reporting of some of the attacks on the ethnic groups when they first happened, it does seem that the media has moved on in terms of giving it the kind of attention that it deserves and that it occasionally receives, and that in turn has a knock-on effect on the international community's agenda.
What kind of role can Aung San Suu Kyi have? I mean, can she be a kind of mediator, as it were? Could that be a role that she could have between the junta, as you were talking about the ethnic groups? Is there something there that she could do?
Yes, I think she has a crucial role to play because she is probably the only prominent Burman, the Burmans being the majority population in Burma, the only prominent Burman that all the ethnic groups really love and respect and trust. There is quite a lot of suspicion of other Burmans, even democracy activists, unfortunately. But she's the one person, a little bit like Nelson Mandela in South Africa, who really does unite everybody. So she certainly has a crucial role to play. And in recent weeks, since her release, she has had meetings with ethnic representatives. She's talked about having what people are calling a second Panglong conference. The Panglong conference in 1947, which was initiated by her father, Aung San, who led Burma's struggle for independence from British colonial rule. That was a conference that really talked about ethnic rights and charted a path for a federal system that gave the ethnic nationalities some degree of autonomy. And that was all agreed, but then, of course, abandoned by the military regimes that have ruled Burma, particularly since 1962. So she's talked about having a second Panglong conference to address ethnic concerns and try and make some agreement for a federal system. I think the challenge for her, you used the word mediator, and given the way the regime feels about Aung San Suu Kyi, I'm not sure she's in a position to mediate so much between the ethnic groups and the regime. But I think she's made a call for dialogue between the regime, the ethnic groups, and the democracy movement that she leads. And I think if that is facilitated or mediated by the United Nations, by Ban Ki-moon, and also neighboring countries like China and India that have a lot of influence with the regime, then that would be the way forward that I would see. But certainly she would be an absolutely essential player in that.